We are on Vav Samach Vav Amid Beis. We have a few Taisvus to learn till we start the next sugya. Yisrael Shesachar Pora Mikoyin. We had learned Yisrael Shesachar Pora Mikoyin Shemachilo Kashine Trume. But he's permitted to give the Pora Kashine Trume. So Taisus Lucheres Ma'ira Afal Pishem is a Neseo Omo. That even though the Israel is Mechuyev to give Mezainis to the Pore, in Lucheres he's deriving benefit from that that he's giving it to me. Oy Mari, Haina Mishim de Behema Oichelet, Ikinyin Kaspoi Shelkoyim. The behemoth that is eating the tum is kinyan kaspi shalkoi. The Yisrael ain't in nena, Elo hadamim, is just deriving money from it. As we had learned that the tum is muta bahano le Yisrael. Only one is not permitted to be mechale tume lutzairach Yisrael. So if the kiloin is letzairech behemtai shel koyin, the shimush of trume is niskayim to that that kinyan kaspoi shel koyin is eating the trume. So then there's no issa. So even though the Israel is deriving benefit from this, v'yayhu kemeicha trume lekoyin v'adomim shaloi. So the Akoin Ayisrael is permitted to have Hano from the Shavis of Truma as long as the Kiloyin is Lutzorich Koyin. Avul Koyin Shesocha Porem Yisrael Layachilano, the Lavkin Yikaspe de Koyinu, the Schiris Laykanye. So Memele, since Schiris isn't Koyinet, so then we consider that, the kiloyin is letzairach behemtai shel Yisrael. A kiloyin letzairach behemtai shel Yisrael is also. Just like to mention a ha'ore from the Yashchus Yaakov, Paisus is really saying over a Gemara. He says, it says over here that a Koyin Shesocha Porem Yisrael, and he's not permitted to give the Pore Trume, because it's called Porosoi Shal Yisrael. So Taisva says, because Schiris Leikanya. And the Gemara says this in Mesechtas Avodah Zarah. But if we withhold Schiris Kanya, so then he'd be permitted to give it to me. So Poshet Pshat is, if you hold Schiris Kanya, so it's called Kinyin Kaspoi Shel HaSoicha. And the Seicha is a Koyin. So it's called that the Kiloyin is Letzeirech Behemtai Shel Koyin. The Yashar Shakiv has Amoyre Deke Ha'ore. Taisvis had said, and by the Mishneh, that even though we hold Kinyin Peiris Ke Kinyin Haguf, Afapiken, you can't be Machol Betrume. That's derived from the Mishneh, that Nichsim Elug, Avdi Nichsim Aluk are not permitted to Trum. It's not considered the Avodim of the Baal. Even we hold Kinyan Peres Ke Kinyan Aguf. So we have to have a very strong explanation to differentiate between the Halacha of Kinyan Peres, which is a Kinyan Taka, it's Koni Le Peresot. And we hold Kinyan Peiris Ki Kinyan Aguf. Af Al Pikein, he's not considered the Bailim to eat Tume. We mentioned maybe you need the Kinyan Isser, and Kinyan Peiris is only a Kinyan Mominis. And Schiris Kanye, for some reason, is more than Kinyan Peres. That's a whole from the Yashrish Yaakov. The Gemara had asked Akashe on Rav Safra. Rav Safra was Matre the Raya from Rabami. Rabami had said, Hadin Imoy, that the Isha does not have a schus to mum later her Nichsei Tzoyim Balzal. And Rav Ami brought a raya, because it says that they eat truma. And the Nichsei Tzoyim Balzal eat truma, so you see that it's his avodim, if it would be hers, so how could they eat truma? So Rav Safra was doiche Rabami's Rai. Rav Safra said, no, it could be it's taka ours, but since it's Bachri Yusoi, so that also gives him as that's called Kinyin Kasboy, that's, you know, that what is Bachri Yusoi is sufficient to be Machal Betrum, even though it is hers. So the Gemara asked Akashe Achrayis, makes that you should be able to be machal betruma. We learned that koyin shesocha pore from a Yisrael is not machal betruma. Sisi achrayis does not make it sheloi lahachil. My instance is a difference of achrayis of neva vaveda, or is makabel the complete achrayis yoke vizoil. The Bechai v'gneiva v'aveda, kan mashma de hilchese kemad yoma de seichel kenoisei socha domi. So machleik is tanoim if a seichel is kenoisei socha o kishay mechinam. So from here the rita is losh na gemara, the gemara says it for a dover poshet, it would seem that the gemara holds la loch a seichel is a kenoisei socha, kishay mechinam. So the Gemara is differentiated between the Chiyav Achrayis of Gneiva Vaveide, and Shom means that he's Mekabel all Achrayis Yeike Vezeil Oinsem Pras. So then, it's considered his. Avokayim shesham porem yisrael, perish bekuntres, kshesochra himenu, it's going on the case, the previous case. We learned before that a kain that is socher a porem yisrael cannot be machal betrume, but it was mekabel complete achayis, and he was socher, he is machal betrume, shesochra himenu. Means to say as follows. A person who is shom behemis, and that means he's achroi to shtel to the shabbos of the behime, bein huka, bein huzal, bein nenas, sees mekabel complete achrayis from the behime. So that is equivalent to a halvo. That means the difference between shaila and halvo is that shaila. Shaila is using the chayfets of the mashal, that shaila. Halvo is that I'm using mine. I'm using that mubalait sodni. I have to pay you back different money. That is called halvo. So, mubalait sodni. So here, so Tosfos held, if he shom, that means he's achroi to give back the shabbos of the behime, bein huzal, bein nenes, bein nikras. So it's considered keilu that he lent him the por and he has to give back money. So now if there's a tashlumei schiras also, so pshat is he's giving back money plus he's achoy to give back the full value of the behemoth, and he's paying for it also. That's ribbis already. A soicher is pshat that I'm using yours. I'm using yours, so I'm paying you for the shimush of yours. But a loiv is pshat, I'm using mine, so I have to pay you. I'm using mine. So if the aloche is that he's achroi to give back the shavius of the pora, so it's considered ki'ilu the pora was lent to him, and he's achroi to pay back the value of the pora, and if he pays chiras also, so then it's ribbis. So Taisi says ala'iri b'shoyel, speaking about a shoyel that he's not paying anything. So then it's shalom ayisra. Something Gemara Vaita. Yosef Rabbe v'Rav Yosef b'shilei pirkei de Rav Nachman. V'yosvi v'komri. They were sitting together, Rabbe v'Rav Yosef, after Rav Nachman had ended the shir. And they were discussing the machloikis of Reb Ami and Reb Yehuda. Reb Ami says Adini Moi, Reb Yehuda says Adini Mo. V'yosvi v'komri tanya kevosi de Reb Yehuda v'tanya kevosi de Reb Ami. There's a baraisa like Reb Yehuda and a baraisa like Reb Ami. Tanya kevosi de Reb Ami. Avdi tzoyim barzu yoitzin b'shein v'ayin le'ish avoloi le'isha. Avdei Tzoyim Barzel, and what happened that the Baal, the Ish, went, was mighty, the Shein of one of them, a nine of one of them. The din is that if a person is mighty, Einoi Shel Avdoi, from his Eved, so he goes out in the Cheres. So it says in this Beraise that Avdei Tzoyim Barzel Yoitzim B'Shein V'Ayin Le'ish Avoloi Le'ish should be Moitzi Sheinai Shinai or Einai. The Eved won't call L'Cheiris. So we see that it's considered his Eved. It's his Eved, it's not her Eved. So that L'Cheiris spells out Hadin Imoi. It's his. He owes her money for it. But it's his Eved, so that's what Yoitzel L'Cheiris. That's a raya to Rabbi Ami. Tanya kevosei de Rabbi Yehuda. Amachneses shum labailo. A woman was machnes shum labailo, that means, in other words, nichsei tzayim barzel, that he was mekabel to pay the shavius of the nichsei tzayim barzel. Imrotza habal imker, lo imker, if he wants to sell. She brought him in an Eved Knani. Now he wants to sell the Eved Knani. Lo yimka, he can't sell it. V'lo yayid, he's not permitted to sell. V'lo yayid al afilo hichnis lo shum mishaloi. Afilo, he was machnis lo shum mishaloi. L'chayra, this means as follows. She was machnis an Eved that was worth $1,000. So, so the first bava was, he's not allowed to sell the Eved. It's not considered his Eved. He can't sell the Eved. It's her Eved. Now, he was machnes shum mishaloi. That means he owes her $1,000. So he made an apoitiki, and let's say he brought in a shoyer that's worth $1,000, and he said, this shoyer is achroi to pay for your Eved. If your Eved dies, you'll be able to mom from the shoyer $1,000. So the shoyer is a guarantee for the shavius of the Eved if something will happen to the Eved. So now he wants to sell the shoyer. He's not allowed to sell the shoyer also. So that means the Eved has to remain in the household. He can't sell the Eved. And the guarantee of the Eved also has to remain in the household. He can't sell that either. That means, L'chayre, It's tiradik, but it's not tiradik. That means, mamonavshech, if the evidence has, so then the share is not hers. No, but it's poshet. There's an afsharus, maybe the evidence will die. So then, she has to be given, then the share is hers. If the share, if the evidence won't die, so then the evidence says, aber al kaponim, she's batuach, she has to be batuach, sign the evidence, sign the share. He has no right to sell them. Now, this sounds very much a dinimo. This is her Eved. You can't sell my Eved. Machu shneyem lepanos. What if she sold, Rashi says, one of the two. He sold one of the two. Zeo yemaisav nerashim gamliel bomar habal moitzi miyad alakuchis. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Bishilei Pirke Kshesiyim Adroche. He finished the Droshe Rav Nachman, and they were still there. They were discussing the Machloikes, Rab Ami and Rab Yehuda. Vishayin Vayin Le'ish Im Sima Baal Es Einoi. Avaloi Le'isha Im Simsa Einoi. The Lavdi Do, it's not her Eved, it's his Eved. Lo Yimke, the other Barai says he's not permitted to sell. She may garshen or titol kelev. We'll give her a get. She should be able to take the kelev. He can't sell the kelev. Mochu shneim oize oize. He sold other the eved or the shemishaloi. Lefanos ulchadimul sanokach. Another meicha klita shemisha elu lemezaynes. Is habal meitzi. Loi mi boi di mocha hu beloi data umei se girsha dehi meitziya miyada lekuchas. That's posh. If he sold it and later he died, so this is not that's a dinimo, now she can get it back. She can zicha be meitziya miyada lekuchas. Ala filo meisa hi, but a filo she died. Now this is a moira de kechidish. She died. So, Me'ikar Adin, it belongs to him now, Yashin Saksube. And he sold it. So, Filu, she died. Filu, may say he, who might see me Adal of Kuchis? The Mechire Lav Mechire Avoy, because the whole Mechire to begin with wasn't an Oiska Halton and Mechire. Let's see, the Bach calls man she Kayem, Shema Yamasube Chayer. Nim says Mechire Shalaikadin, he had no right to sell it. So a mailer, since he had no right to sell it, so it seems it's makib the chalos mechir. So the mechir wasn't a mechir. So now he can go and be gave from the lekuches the eved that he had sold to them. Let's go further, and then we'll come back to this Gemara when we'll learn Tosfos. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Rava said, "B'shem Rav Nachman, we paskin like Rav Yehuda adin imo." Omar le Rava le Rav Nachman, so now Rava asked Rav Nachman, "Basanya kevosei de Rabami." We learned a baraisa like Rabami, so Rav Nachman answered, "Mavog of basanya kevosei de Rabami, mistavre time with Rav Yehuda." Mishum shvach beis avio. There's a din shvach beis avio, so it's mistaver that a dinimo shvach beis avio. Ha hi itse da ailole legavre itstele de milse biksubo. So there was a woman that she brought in, nichsei tzayim balsel, a silk baget biksubo. Shochiv. Now the husband died. Shokluha yasmi, so the Yisoimim took the silk baget, uposua amisne, and they covered the mace, their father, with this baget. In other words, they made it tachichim. Her baget, they made tachichim for him. Omar Rove konye misne. So Rove says, it became tachichim. It's tachichim, and it's also banor. And what's with It's not the all her money. Versteht sich da all, that means if the beggar became tachichim, so now they owe her the money, how much they were shum for this beggar. Amalei Nanoi Bereide Rav Yosef Bereide Rove L'Rav Kahane. Nanoi, the grandson of Rove, asked Rav Kahane, V'Omar Rove Omar Rav Nachman Alochek Rav Yehude. But my grandfather said, Alochek Rav Yehude, so Hadin Imo, so it's hers. So if it is hers, how could they make her beg it tachichim? Ashtikul Ha'or, I don't know. This Nanoi, it seems, was the grandson of Rova. I don't know how he's permitted to call Rova by his name without Omar Rova. Omar Rav Nachman, he was the grandson of Rova. Omar Rova, he called him by his first name. Omar Rova, Omar Rav Nachman, Alochik Rav Yehuda. Omar Lei, some Mele, so Rav Kahane answered him, Miloi Moida Rav Yehuda de Mechusa Gevayne. Isn't Rav Yehuda Moida, that is true. Hadin Imo. But it's Mechusa Gevayne. That means she has to be Goive the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. Kozman, she's not Goive, it's theirs. But even the Mechusa Gevayne Beshusei Koi. Since it's Mechusa Gevayne, it's Bershusei Koi, so it's in their Reshus. Kozman, she wasn't Goive. Kozman, she wasn't Goive. The Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, so it's their Reshus. And Rove Letamei, Doma Rove, Hegdish, Chometz, Veshicho, Mavkiye Midei Shibut. It's Mavkiye Midei Shibut, so Memele, so that is how this Itzla de Milsa became also Bano. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Konya Misne, Pachiche Hameis Yisurei Anoin Kehegdish, the Gomar Shom Shom Me Egla Rufa Beperik Nigmaradim. We learn that it says, by Miriam Otikovo Shom, Eglaruf, it says Shom, so we learn that just like Eglaruf is also Bano, is a mace, and Tachichi, a mace is also Bano, the Tachichi become bottled to the mace. So the Gemara asked Akashe, Rove said we Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could the Adini Mo, so how could it become also Bano? That was the Gemara's kasha. That was Nanoi's kasha. So the Gemara answered, "Emile Moide Rav Yehuda de Mechusa Gevayne Afal Gav Da Dinimo." Even though Da Dinimo Moidehu de Cholkame de Loi Gav Sino Minei Lav Birshuso Kaimi Ela Shibuda Baalme Isla Elayu. So now we have a very enlightening Gemara. That what Rabbi Yehuda said, Hadin Imo, that the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel is hers, it's not pshat as soon as the husband dies, automatically it's hers. She has to be Goivit. Kozman, she's not Goivit. She has to be Teifisit. But without a Gviya, without a Tvisa, it's theirs. It's in their issues with a gvia will become us. Is the cholkamo the loigav sinu minoi lav b'shuso kaimi el shibude ba'alme isla alayu. She only has a shibud on this nichsitz and barzel. That means he's a shibud ligva yisatzo in barzel k'sheyomos. She has a schus gvia. Vekiven de Bershus Yasmininu. So since Koidem Agviye, it's Bershus Yasmi, Osi Hegdish Taktishu Yasmi Yamavkalele Shibudayu. So then the Hegdish comes and it is Mavkede Shibud Vyovidomi. And Rashi says, "Doimnenso einev dochay b'chius." And Rashi brings a raya that it's not hers automatically. The doll left the paper, so you see, Klal, it's not us. If it would become us, so it's if it was Nena, so it would be that she. So her Evid became Nena, so they didn't have to pay for it. So you see, Klal, it's not us. So the Gemara says, Rav Letamei, that said, Hegdish chametz v'shicha mafkim midei shibu. Hegdish, davki kedushas aguf, ki ay gavne. Kedushas aguf is mafkiya midei shibut. Apo kedushas domim loy. If you only magdish it lebedek habayis, kedisnan moise voidin rapayda nachosam alolo. We learned if the loyve is magdish lebedek habayis, is the malve can go to bedek habayis and take it back. He is a shibud on it, just like by lekuches, the halacha is if the loive sells it to someone else. So the malve comes, he is a shibud on it, he can take it away from the lekuches. So if he was magnishid akdushis domim, mali mocha lehedyid, mali mocha legavoye, so he sold it to Gavoye. His mother gave it to Gavoye, so he can go with his shibud and be gave the nechosim from Hegdish. No, shlo yoimu Hegdish yaitse bechdi, so he has to be ma'isav adina. That's only a formality. Abu me'iker adin, he can get back the whole Hegdish. Abu k'dushas agufas ma'kim ideshib. Chomets. What the case that chomets is ma'kim ideshib? But oivet kechovim shehuves Yisrael alchim tzoy. And oivet kechovim lent a yid money al chemtzai. That means the chometz of the yid was an apoiteki that was meshubit to the malva the goy. That means if I won't pay up, you can be goyver from this chometz. Ayvit kechom shehilves yisol al chemtzai is achar pesach osobano. So after Pesach, it's Osabano, the Osi Iso Chometz Mavkele Lishibude David Kechovim, because the Iso Chometz is Mavki the Shibud of the Goy, period. Now before we go further, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Rashi. This is a very difficult Rashi. David Kechovim, Shehilve Es Yisrael Alchemtzai. A goy lent a yid, let's be Megashim, didn't you? The goy lent a yid $1,000. The yid had two cases of schnapps, so it was worth $1,000, and he was Meshabed, this schnapps, for the goy. That means if I don't pay up the $1,000, the chayv is to be paid up, chveis, chayshchay deshir, but don't pay up $1,000. So this is, I'm mishabed this to you, that, can be gave you $1,000 from these two cases of schnapps. Fine. Now, Rav said that chometz is mafkiya midei shibud, so the shibud becomes nifka because it's chometz. And therefore, it is also bahano. Now, let's just translate every nekud in Rashi. Now, it would seem, if chometz would not be mafkiya midei shibud, it would be muta bahano. So, Rabbi Chonon in Psochem asks, why should it be, if there is a shibud, why should it be muta bahano? It's chometz shel Yisrael. That's mishubed la'akum. So it's chometz Yisrael shavu l'Pesach is also bahano. Rav said the only reason it's also bahano is because there's no shibud. If there would be a shibud, so then it would be muta bahano. Why should it be muta bahano? It's chometz Yisrael shavu l'Pesach. So Bechonon says, so it seems we have to say that the shibud that the guy has on the chometz makes it einay motzui biyodoi. It's not considered motzi, a shibud that the malva has on the chometz, it makes it any motzi. And the whole Bal Yiro is totally if it's Yimotzei, if it's Motzei. So since the Shibud makes it Einei Motzei, so it comes out that the Leiva was not over Bal Yiro. If the Leiva wasn't over Bal Yiro, so then be Mutalach HaPesa. But the Rav says, but there's a catch over here. But the Chometz is Mavkiya the Shibud. So now since there's no Shibud, so there's no Shibud. So now it's Chometz Shal Yisrael B'Shus Yisrael Tzmotzi Yetzlov. So that's why it's also, but now that's the Ivre in Rav. Now Rabbi Chanan has a second problem. So Rabbi Chanan asks, fine. Chometz is mafki midei shibut. So Rabbi Chanan said, how do we understand this chometz is mafki midei shibut? Let's go, for example, to the previous halacha. With the previous halacha, it's tale de posu yasmi amisne. Let's just elaborate what happened over there. The isha brought in to the bayis a beged. This was nichsei tzoyim barzel. And nichsei tzoyim barzel, we say, that Lemaise, it belongs to the Baal. And she is a Shibud that after the Baal dies, she'll be able to be Goyve. But it's a Shibud. So she is a Schus Gevie from this Itztala. Now, when the husband died, she wasn't Goyve yet. Now the Yisraimim went and made it Tachichim. They made it Isurayana. So we say the Iser Hano, since halachically, mitzad the Iser Hano, she's not permitted to derive benefit from this Itztale. So the Iser Hano is mafkiya her schusay moment. That means the Yeredeya works on the Chayshin Mishpat. That means she had a schus gvir, but now this is also about no, you're not permitted to use it. You're not permitted to derive any benefit from it. So just like we know, there's a shita isa no heist einish shaloi. It's not called yours. Why isn't it called yours? Because you don't have any rights in it. You don't have any schusim in it. You don't have any tashmishim in it. So Rav said, isure yanos mafkim idei shibut. That means now it became also about no. So your rights that you have dissolve, disintegrate, because you're not permitted to derive any benefit from it. So that was the Yisoid of Rova, that Hegdish is mafkiya midei shibut. The shibut that a malve has, or here the shibut that the isha had becomes nifka through the isano that is chal and ha. That makes sense only if she's also to have anah from it. That means it became tachichim, it became hegdish, so memele, so this creates an issa on the isha, on the malve. So memele, the issa, the yeredeye, is mafkiya, the schusei choyshe mishpot that the malve and the isha have. Fregt Rabbi Chanan, but by chometz, the guy had a shibud on the chometz. There are two cases of schnapps over there that the guy had a shibud. It's worth $1,000. Now it became Pesach. So it became chometz. Now, chometz means tayid, it means a lot. Tayid is not permitted to derive benefit. It's not allowed to eat chometz. Chometz for a yid is not usable to goy. Nothing wrong with chametz. A guy is allowed to eat chametz. A guy is allowed to have anor from chametz. So, in fact, Rabbi Chanan, he doesn't understand Rava. What did Rava say? Chametz is mafkim midei shibud. In this case, that the guy loses the shibud because it became chametz, and chametz is also banor. So, what if chametz is also banor? Not for the guy. Chametz isn't also for the guy. So why doesn't he still have a shibud? He has a shibud, he had a chayshe mishpat kishchus to be goyve from the chametz. He still has it. There's nothing blocking his shibud. As if I thought, b'chonan akashin, kayvet shirim, imsechtes psochim, he blives by akashin. Doesn't understand pshat. Davnei Nezer also seems to ask this kashin. Avnei Nezer is Meir Chaim Chelik Beis Simin Shin Chav Gimel. But Avnei Nezer says a teretz. Avnei Nezer says as follows. Avnei Nezer says, besides the din Iser Hano, which is existent by Chometz, in which the Goy is in Mitzuven this, there's another halacha by Chometz. Hakel Mitzuven Olam Levaroi. That means everyone is mitzuvah to destroy it. So Rabbi Chonon, so if you have a mominus that everyone is mechuyev to destroy this mominus that you have, so you lose your chayshem mishpatik yeschusim. That means if everyone is oimed, it's surrounded by 1,000 wolves that are going to eat it up right away. So me'mele that what their mitzvah, the mitzvah levaroi, not stamazoi, there's a mitzvah levaroi, so that the mitzvah's bill, that is mafkiya the schusay moment that the goy hears. That's what, Avnei Nezer says. Now, l'davoini, I don't understand Avnei Nezer for one simple reason. We had mentioned before from Rabbi Chonon that kol zman there's a shibud of the goy, so the yid isn't over bal yiro, because it's not called motzi biyodai. Since the shibud goes off because of the Yisrael chometz, then it becomes chometz shal Yisrael, shavol over Pesach is also bano. So, cause what is mafkiya de shibud? So the Avnei Nezer says hakol mitzuvah no levaroi, but you only mitzuvah levaroi if it's chomet shal Yisrael. If basheru shom kozman is a shibud, it's not chomet shal Yisrael. It's chomet shal Yisrael sheini motzu yetzloi. So memele, so there's no mitzvah levaroi. So what's mafkiya de shibud? Where do you start? I don't understand Avnei Nezer. Meisachnish. Al Kaponim, so we have here a difficult Rashi. It's a difficult Gemara. About Al Kaponim, we have to understand how this works, that the Issa Chometz, what Rashi exactly means, that the Issa Chometz is Mavki, the Shibud of the Goy. But let's go a little further. Bahodis nam bepeiri kol shor. Muta bahano. It says in the Mishneh, chomitz akum shehilve es Yisrael alchem tse la'acha pesach muta bahano. So how does this stem with Rabbi? Rabbi muki lo hosom ksherhine etzloi. That he had given the chomitz to the goy, when he lent him the money, shenosta Yisrael bebeisus oivikechovim, tohu lai mechsa yevain. L'cheira, the maskanas ha-gemore is over there that it's speaking about, that he gave, when he borrowed the money from the goy a week before Pesach, he gave him the 2 cases of schnapps. He told him, if I won't pay you up, I will shchei the shir, so this is yours for now. I'm giving it to you now, so this is the payment right now for it. So memele, so if he didn't pay him up, so automatically became his a week before Pesach. So then it's muta bahano. V'shichu Yisrael sheshibed avdoi lebal chayvoi. A Yisrael was meshabed his eved knani lebal chayvoi. That means he made the eved knani an apoytiki, and you'll be able to be goyver from this eved. Meshicha roya loive, and now the loive was meshacherim. He's yotzal lecheres, so he's yotzal lecheres. Va'amalve goive milve shaloi mimokemach, and now he has to be given from someplace else. Also the same thing. That means, what did the malve have in this evet? The malve had a shibud in the evet. The evet belonged to the loive, no, the malve had a shibud in the evet. Now, the loive, since the evet belonged to the loive, so the loive could be mishacha the evet. It's the loive's evet. The malva only has a shibud in the evet, to be gave the evet. But the loive belongs, the evet belongs to the loive. So if he belongs to the loiv is meshacha the eved. The minute is meshacha the eved, so it becomes a ben chayrin. Now you can't have a shibud in a ben chayrin, because a ben chayrin, an eviknani is like a shoy v'chamoyes. You give a shibud in him. It's kufay konoy. And in an eved, you can't have a, and in a ben chayrin, you can't have a shibud. So a mela, automatically, the shibud fizzles out the minute the eved becomes a ben chayrin. And it's bekoyach for the loive to make him a ben chayrim, because the malva only had a shibud and it wasn't shalom. This is Ravish Tiktoire Hegdish Chometz V'Shicha Mavkiyim Midei Shibud. Now before we see Tosfos, I'd like to see the first Tosfos Yeshonim that asks a Meiridike Kasha on the Sugya, which the it's a great difficulty to understand the whole sugya. In the beginning of the sugya, we had a machloikis, Rab Ami and Rab Yehuda, Hadin Imoy or Hadin Imo. Nichsei Tzoyim Balzel, Anisha was Machnis Tzoyim Balzel. And now he gives her a get, and she says, I want back my Tzoyim Balzel. And he says, no, I'll give you money, and I'm going to keep the Tzoyim Balzel. So Rabbi Ami said, Hadin Imoy, it's his, he can keep it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Hadin Imoy, Mishum Shvach Beis Aviyah, she could mom the Tzoyim Balzel. If it's Ben, she can mom it. Now, Rab Ami brought a raya from our Mishneh, Adin Imoy, because our Mishneh says that the Avdei Tzoyim Balzel eat Trume. If she's a Chalola and he's a Koyin, so they eat Trume because of him. So you see, if they eat Trume, they belong to him. So it's his Avodah. So Rab Ami brought a raya from our Mishneh. Rab Safre said, no, it's no raya from the Mishneh. The Mishneh doesn't mean that they belong to him. That's hoyil v'chiyuson olov. So mamela, that is sufficient to be machal betrume. So we have here a machloikis. Why do they eat trume? Rab Ami understood they eat trume because they're his, legamri. So mamela zaraya din imoy. And Rav Safra said, no, they're not his legamri, they're hers. No, it's a chiyuson olov. So they eat trume because of achayus. That's the machlokes. Now let us see the top Tosfos Yeshonim. Hoyil v'chay b'chiyuson yoichlu v'haynu d'loike Rab Yehuda. That means Rab Ami brought a raya from our Mishneh that since they eat trume, so we see it's his. V'teime, so the Tosfos Yeshonim asks amoyre d'kekash d'ke Rab Yehuda motzi shaper osi. What's the raya not like Rab Yehuda? The Rav Yehuda nami moide shem b'shusei shel baal koydim shigar shenu mishamachi ochli betrum. He says, what's the raya? Shemu shamayim. We just learned now a gemara, it's the led the milsa. We learned, I feel according to Rav Yehuda, kol's man. She's not goive, it's his. But she has a schus to be goive. Kol's man, she's not goive, she has a shibu to be goive. Now there's a din, hegdash makim de shibu. Fine. But it's his. Kolzman, she's not goyve, it's his. So for Tosfos, Shoymu Shamayim, wow, how did Rav Ami bring a raya, they eat Trumah? Sure they eat Trumah, why not? The whole deal is, after he dies, does she have a schus gvir? That's the whole machloikis. Aber Kozman, she's not goyve tzichah. So what's the raya? Rav Safra says, "Eshtik toya." No, not the yitrume because it's his. It's not really his. It's only a chiyus. No, what's the pilpul over here? It's his. It's still no raya to Rabami. That's the Tosfos Yeshonim's kasha, which is a moiridike kasha. Shemachi ochli betum. Pieshloima de la Rav Yehuda. Kiven the acher misa vegerish in Yerushala. That's right. You're right. It's his now. Fine. But what's going to be after misa vegerish in Yerushala? Then it'll be hers. The koma hadin imo. וגם מחיים קומה רב יהודה לקמון עם רוץ הבעלים כלב כדידי דומי. לא הילם לאכל בתרומה דין גופון קונוי לוי. Now, I think the Tosfos Yeshonim is saying as follows. There's a Moiredik Ram in the Dorim. The Ram says as follows. The Ram in the Dorim, Daf Choftes Amad Aleph, says as follows. Kol Kinyin She'einoi Eilomis, a kinyan that is not a kinyan oilomi, it's only a kinyan zmani, kinyan peiris bulchud mikri. This is called kinyan peiris. It's not called a kinyan aguf. And therefore, the Ran says, the Ran gives a marshal, and we see this yisod, which is boiled, by the Gemara says, aloikeyach sode bizman shahayoyvul noyig. So a person purchases a field, which when Yevil comes, they have to go back to the Moicha. So can, is he maybe Bikurim? Is a Shaila Kinyan Peres Ki Kinyan Aguf, Kinyan Peres Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf. It's a Kinyan's money. It's a Kinyan's money that he has. He doesn't have, there Kinyan Peres, the Ki Kinyan Aguf is sufficient. But a Kinyan Aguf he doesn't have, it's Ki Kinyan Aguf. The Ran says a Kinyan's money is not a true Kinyan Aguf. And therefore the Ran says if a person will be Mekadosh and Isha, Hayoim at Ishti ulamocher I at Ishti. He wants to marry her for a day. So the Ran says, so such Kedushin is not Chal. Because that's a Kinyan Peiris. An Isha have to make, if they have a Kinyan Aguf and an Isha. Hayoim at Ishti ulamocher, he says a Kinyan's money. A Kinyan's money is not a Kinyan Aguf. Now, so Dachsach Mir, the Tosfos Yeshonim is saying as follows. Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the Perek, Eshta Kashe, Avdei Nichse Meluk Donari Trume. So Tosfos says, so Tosfos is the Kashe, but Kinyan Peres, Ke Kinyan Aguf, why don't they eat Trume because of the husband? He is a Kinyan Peres. So they said, by Trumi, need mamish a kinyan aguf. You need mamish a kinyan aguf, we might, that means a kinyan nisa. But al kaponim, you need mamish a kinyan aguf in order to be able to eat Trumi. So memele, so the Taisus Yishonim says, that was the raya from Rav Yehuda. Of Rav Ami. That means Rav Ami held. If you, Rav Yehuda, you are right. You're right that hadin imor, so that means, so his bailus is only a mugbodike bailus. His bailus, the bailus is only a kinyan's money, calls man. He doesn't give her a get, it's his avodim. But after he gives her a get, it's her avodim, she's supposed to take them. So it's only a kinyan's money, it's not a kinyan aguf. So if it's not a kinyan aguf, they wouldn't eat trume. That was the raya of Rabbi Yehuda. Of Rav Ami. That was the raya of Rav Ami. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Rav Safra said, no. Even though the kinyan achayis is also sufficient. You have to understand now what Pshad is saying, the Gabi kinyan kasper, that what achayus and all of is also sufficient. But al koponim, we can understand now Rav Ami's raya. Now, let us see Tosfos. Avdei tzoyim barzel yoytzen b'shein v'ayim. The Gemara said that we have a baraisa that is a raya to Rabami. What is the baraisa? The baraisa says that if there's avdei tzoyim barzel and the baal was moitzi einom, so they go out l'cheiris. So you see that his avodim, it's not a din imo. Temelari. Maraye maisi mehoche l'rabami. So Dari asks, where do you maraye to Rabami? The Rabbi Yehuda nami moide de yaitzim b'shein v'ayin le'ish. Rabbi Yehuda is also moide that it's yaitzim b'shein v'ayin le'ish. The choshev ki avdoi. It's called Avdoi, ki hechi dechoshiv kaspoi le'inyin trume. The snan evi Avdoi tzoyin balzel, yoichlo betrume. The trume v'shein v'ayinyin yinechadu ki de pirashti b'masnis. Tosfos had said in the Mishnah that the same amount of bilus which is necessary to be machal betrume, the same amount of bilus is necessary to be moitzi the eved b'shein v'ayin. That's what Tosfos said in the Mishnah. And therefore Tosfos said that nichsei meluk, which he only has a kinyan peiris, and is not enough bilus to be moitzi an eved b'shein v'ayin, so it's also not sufficient bilus to be machal betrume. Aber the chiyav achrayis, which is enough by Leisvis, asks, what did the Gemara see in this halacha that it's yaitzi b'shein va'ayin le'ish? So from this we see that it's called avdoi shalabal. We see a rayat ravami. It's zicher avdoi shalabal. If it's avdoi shalabal legabi trume, the bilus which is needed for trum is needed for shein vayim. So if it's sufficient, so just like we understand, after the beer of Rav Safra that it's considered sufficient bilus for trum, so then it's considered sufficient bilus for shein vayim. So what's the right? Amon kash. Vo'oit hiksho harab Moshe Koyin. Now Rav Moshe Koyin asks, amoyr de kekash. The miloy moide Rab Yehuda the mechaschi gevain. Rab Yehuda zicha moide that the nichsei tzoyim balzo am mechuse gevain. That means she has to be goive the nechosim. Kozman she's not goive the nechosim. It's not hers. Adin imo she has a schus gvi. V'im kein. So before the gviye. And what does she have? She has a shibud. Veshichu mafkiya midei shibud. Kediyom olakam and gabi itzla de milsa de pesua misne. Dafilo Rab Yehuda mafkiya midei shibud. So Tosfos asks a moira de kekashe. So what do you see from over here? The whole Rab Yehuda that says adin imo. About this, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Adin Imo means after Gvir. But before Gvir, it's Zicha is, and she has a Shibut to be Goyve. And we have a cloud that Hegdish, Chomitz, Veshichel, Mavkiyah, Midei Shibut. Now, Shein Va'ayin is a Shichel Azah. So, Memela, so it's Mavkiyah, Midei Shibut. So where do you see a big deal that since it goes out b'shein v'ayin is a riot to Rab Ami. Where? Rab Yud is also by that. That's a mirdike kasha that Tosfos asks. Tafilo shicha d'shein v'ayin de memele mrine b'choyvel de mafkiyim idei shibut. Tosfos says, maybe say there's a difference of a shicha from a shtar shicha or a shicha from shein v'ayin. So Tosfos says, no, there's no difference. It's all one thing. Shichus mafkiyim idei shibut. Ve'ein loimed de rabbe v'rab Yosef de daiki mehoche tanyik vosad vami leslu de rov. They don't hold rov a shtik tor. Da mashichu mafkiyim idei shibut. So Tosfos says, it's not really rov. Da masnisen da sheleich daik lo. Rov would arrive from a mishneh that shichus mafkiyim idei shibut. Period. Ve'ein loyma less lohu time the lakama kivin the mechusa gavayne b'shusay kaime. Maybe you'll say that Rabin Rab Yosef do not hold this shtik teire. That since it's mechusa gavayne b'shusay kaime, they don't hold this. Some male it's called that she is more than a shibud. The rove is lohu time b'sam. Rove says cloth that since it's mechusa gavayne. It's only a shibut, and shichos mafkim in the shibut. But for lohi koma rov la rav nachma basanye kevosi de rabami. And rov alone holds that this barais is a raya to rabami. So they say, it's a moira de kekashe. Rov le shito say, rov that holds that since it's mechusa gevain that has a din shibut, and rova that holds a shichos mafkiya midei shibut, so where do you have a raya to Rabbi Ami from this halacha? I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, she only has a shibut, and shichos mafkiya midei shibut, so that's why it changed to be shame by. That when it's Yoitze Le'ish is no Raya whatsoever. You're 100% right. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Yoitze Le'ish. Because Shichos Mavkimi Dei Shibu. Over the Daik Ma'avo Loi Le'isha. Loi Le'isha. That if she took out a Shein Va'ayim, they don't go out. Umechayim leitzterich. Now, Kozman, the husband is alive. It's poshit that, svashteitzach, Kozman, the husband is alive. So, zicha his, so if she'll be meitzi shein v'ayin, zicha won't go out to l'shicha. That's poshit. Elalacha misa koma den yoitzen leisha mishum da'adin imoy. So, this is a difficult taisvis, the Kerem Eire says the easiest pshat in Teisvis, Kern Eire says pshat, as follows, that it says in the Baraisa that ve'eino yoitze b'shein ba'ayam v'vayin a'idei ha'isha. He says, you know what this means? This means as follows, that the husband had died, and she was goyve the avodim. She was teifes them. She was goyve them. And then she was mighty shinai from the Evet, and it doesn't go out l'cheira. So what's pshat this already? That means if you say hadin ima, so she was, now, it's b'chusa gemayim, but she was gaiva already. She was gaiva the Evet, she was taifas the Evet, now, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's her Evet, and it's ein yaitze b'shem v'ayin. Is a raya never becomes her Evet. So that's a medic a raya to Rabami. Habal moitzi miyad alakuchas. Perish bekuntres. What does that mean? Habal moitzi miyad alakuchas. Perish bekuntres. Da filu meisohi. That she died. And he yashins the ksube. Boitzi hu miyad alakuchas. Mashme mitoich perusha. The whole man she isha chaya in a bal yochel etzio kshemocha hu atzma. Kol's man, she's alive, he can be moitzi. Elok shemeso isha, the oz yoirish koicha, then he takes over her koyach, vihi hoisa yochela limchais bechayim. And she, b'chayeho, was able to shter the mechire. She could say, I want to have the abodim. I want to have the tzoyim ba'also. So when she, but so, if she didn't say it, it's garnished. But he sold it. She didn't say anything. But now that she dies, now he can say, ayash and akoich, and I'm saying it, that I want to shter the mechire. B'teime. Who the kivin shemechira kayemes kozman she sekes? If that's true, that kozman she's quiet, the mechira is kaim lo matuch levatl mechirose b'machosa al chinam. The mechaim ain't lo b'hem klum. So we have to understand. So how could she be meiche? If lemais it is a mechira, he could sell it. No, she could be meiche to get back to abodim. So Kozman, she's alive, she can't get back to bottom side. So how could she be moich? That's number one. For oi, afilu im ha'isha tucha lahoitzi michayim. Afilu will say she has a right to be moitzi michayim. Abanir edein abal yochel lahoitzi achamisa. But he, if she wasn't moitzi, and now he's going to come and say, no, my wife died, I took over her koyach, I want to be meitzi from the lakuchah. So Tay says, I don't think he can do such a thing. Why? Since he himself sold it to the lakuchis, so he can come now and be mevatel the mekach. a mekach that was sold to the lekuchas, it can't be mevat. Kedemash veperik misho yenos, gabi yahu gavre dezoving subosa deimei betoives hano. Someone sold the ksube of his mother. Oma, but he told the lekuchas, I osye toives hano, that means if she'll ever be gave the ksube, if my father will die, kids her, and so was telling you the ksube. But he said like this. He made up with the lekuches that he osye aim of ma'arero. Listen, if my mother comes, and she is not masking with this mechire, loy maf tzina loch. I'm not going to give you back the money. If my mother wants to be mevatel the mekach, don't talk to me. I'm telling you, klorois, I'm selling you the ksuba of my mother for teves hano. It's a fraction of the value. But if she comes and she's not masking to this mechire, I'm not mechuyev to give back the money. Fine. Shchive ime, the mother never came, the mother died. So he came. He says, you know, I want to be mevatel the mekach. No, he's not b'makim the mother. If he sold it, so Yizirik can be mevatel the Mecca. So Tosfos is asking from the Mashmois of Rashi, it would seem that Kozman, she's alive, Yizirik can be mevatel the Mecca. After she dies, so now he takes over her koich to be mevatel the Mecca. So Tosfos asks, if he sold it, he can't be mevatel the Mecca. V'nira, so therefore Tosfos says a different shot in the ganze gemara. Keper shebein echananel. De'ein ha-mekach kayim klal afilu sho'achas. Napshat is that we're mevatel the Mecca. De tikon rabonon sheloite isha tzricha l'troich v'lachza l'hitzim yada l'kuchas acha mises habal. Chazal made a takona. If the din is hadin imo, that she has a right to the abodim, she has a right to the nichsei tzoyim balzo, so the rabonon made a takona, this woman should not have to start going to din toiris with the lekuchis and take it away from them. Hadin ima. So they said, Rabbi, you can't sell it, period. In order to avoid tirche for the isha, they said you can't sell it, period. So the mechir is not chal. Habal moitzim yad the lekuchis means because the mechir was never chal because Chazal said that the mechir isn't chal. So Tosfos asks Psamod Nemaise. So they since Adin Imo, they said the Mechir isn't Chal. And every Ksube, so if there was a Karka that's Meshubit for the Ksube, so the Mechir is Chal. And later, there's no Nechos and B'nai Chayrim, Shimon from the Lekuches. They don't tell us the Mechir isn't Chal. So why by the Iker Chiyiv Ksube the Mechir is Chal? And by Tzoyin Barzo the Mechir is not Chal. So Taisa says, "Lei domi leisha terefes min the chosim mishabodim leksuba. The chosim havi mechire the shema lei tei isha tzricha litchayach she yifru laksuba so aitid rav nechore." So Taisa says, when it comes to the ikir ksubin, so there are two alternatives. First of all, could be you'll give her money. Afili, you won't give her money. Could be as nechosim b'nei chayim. So, since there are two alternatives that she'll get the ksube, so Chazal will never mafkiye, and she'll never have to be matriya herself and go to lekuches, she can get from him the ksube through payment or through gviya from nichse b'nei chayri, so then Chazal won't mafkiye the mechire. Avol heiche shein yecheilo the salke b'shan lechosim, tiknu shemekach botel alta, but by nichse tzoyim barzel, that's the whole din of a din imo, that she's entitled to get back these tzoyim barzel. So, and she doesn't want anything else. Don't give me money. I want this. So then Chazal will mesaken that it is impossible for him to sell this. In order to prevent that the woman should have to be matriach herself later to be goyve from the lekuchis. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda, hichnisa loi shnei kelim be'elav zuz. A woman, when she got married, she brought in two kelim. And the value of each keli was 500 zuz. Together was 1,000 zuz. So he owes her 1,000 zuz. V'shibchu va'omdu al shnei alofim. Now they're worth 2,000 zuz. The market went up. Now Rabbi Yehuda holds adin imo. But now it's 2,000 zuz. It's 2,000 zuz. And piches, piches loy, esiro loy. That means if it's, he only owes her 1,000 zuz and the rebach he keeps. Is echad noitlose biksubos. So one keli she can take, avidos adinim, but one keli she can take, which is now worth $1,000. The echad noisenes domim, but noitlose mineshvach beisavia. The other keli, if she'll give him another 1,000 zuz, then she can demand he should give back the second keli. Frekte gemore, maiko mashmalon. What is Rabbi Yehuda telling us? That she can mon the second keli shvach beis aviyah di dohav ha'om Rabbi Yehuda chodesim. Rabbi Yehuda said adini mosh b'shem shvach beis aviyah. So the Gemara says ma detein mahanim ilehechi demoti lemishko b'ksubos. I would think if that she has a right to it because he owes her the ksube, that means if it didn't, If it didn't get more expensive, he owes her this for the ksuba. Some shem shvach beisavia, they were misakin. Give the, you owe $1,000. Al shvach beisavia, give her back the nichsei tzayim baza, which are worth $1,000. Avol mitin domi yomishko, but we should make a takone that she should have the right to give money and to take something she never possessed. This value of $2,000 she never possessed, loy, is kamash malon, that she has a schus for this also, mishim shvach beis aviyah. B'ksuboso, shehi elev zuz, da mai da ashbechu birshu say ashbech. Avalamita da mishka loy, elo shaloy hain elomis, kamash malon, nitazay. Zog te mishne weiter. Bas Yisroel, Shenisays lekayim. Abbas Yisroel married a kayim. Umeis and the kayim died. We'll see in Rashi, there are other children. Now, let's, before we go to speak about the Avdei Tzoyim Balzer, let's just think about what's the halacha with this Bas Yisroel. So the halacha with this Bas Yisroel is, learn out from a posik. If a Bas Yisrael married a Kohen, and the Kohen died, and there are descendants from the Kohen, so the descendants of the Kohen are machel the Isha betrume. So she's allowed to continue eating trume, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, as long as there are descendants of the Kohen. Bas Yisrael shenises l'Kohen umeis. Now he died, and she's eating tume, because there's leftover children. V'hinicha mu'uberes. But there's one problem over here. She's mu'uberes. So what's the problem? So she's mu'uberes. There's another future child. Is lo yoichlu avodeo betrume b'nechelkoi shel uba. So the Mishnah says that let us be Megashim Dinyan. There are Nichsei Tzoyin Balzel. Avodim. There are Avodim, which were eating till now Tumim. They were eating because of the husband. Now, the husband died. Now, we had learned that even though we hold Hadin Imo, she is a Schus Gviya, but Kolzman, she's not Goive. The din is, so it's theirs. Now, so who do these avodim belong to now? Let's say she has two sons and a nubo. She has two sons and a nubo. So the nirsei tzoyim balza belong to the two sons and the yubo. Now, So the what belongs to the two sons can weiter itrume. That means this is 2/3 of the avodim. These avodim are permitted, 2/3 of the avodim are permitted to itrume because they belong to the two sons which are alive. There's 1/3 of the avodim which belong to the uber. And we'll see the Tan of the Mishnah holds an Uber is a Yerish, the Uber Yarshins. But for some reason he can't be Machel. So Memele, so that is Pshat in the Mishnah. Bas Yisroel Shenises Lekoyim. Umeis. Vehi Nicho Moberes. Lo Yoichlu Avodeo Betrume. The Nichsei Tzim Baals Rishnadi Trume. That means the chelik of the avodim, which belongs to the uber, cannot eat trume sheuber poisel ve'enei machel divrei Rabbi Yosi. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi. V'inicha muberes. Now, the Eishes Kohen is muberes. Afal pi sheyesh lo bonim heimenu, she has other children. Vehi aichelas betruma, she's allowed to eat truma because there are descendants of the kohen that are still alive. Lo yoich lo avdei tzeim bazel betruma, lefi shehen shel yoshim, because the avdei tzeim bazel belong to the yoshim. Vehiyesh lo uber behen chelik. And the Uber is also a Yerush, and he has a Chelik. Ve'ein lo Uber koyach lachilon betrume, and the Uber cannot be machled his avodim betrume. Why? One of two reasons. Im yishum de kasova Uber bimei zore zohu. That an Uber that is still bimei zore, she's a bas Yisroel. So an uber bimei zora zora, he has a din of a Yisroel. He has a din of a Yisroel. So memele, he gets his kedushas kohune when he'll get born. That's poshup shat in Rashi. As we'll learn further in the sugya, we'll see perhaps there's a different shat. But poshup shat is that uber bimei zora zora. That an uber that is in a zor, she's a Zora. He has a din of a Zora also. So Memele, this Uber, he possesses 1/3 of the Avodim. These Avodim cannot eat Tume because they belong to a Zora. So a Zora can be Machel Betume. That could be one explanation. Mishum de Kesova, Yolod Machel, Shein Yolod Ein Machel. Could be there's another reason. The Pasuk says, Shenema v'yilid beisai heim yoichlu belachme kri beyachilu. The Pasuk says that the yelodim, the noilodim in the family could be machol betrum. Kri beyachilu. So, but you have to be a yolod. An uber is not a yolod. An uber can't be machol. So, we are saying over here that there are two reasons. Rashi gives two reasons. We'll see in the Gemara that is a machlokes in this. What the true reason is of Rabbi Yosi? Why the uber cannot be machl?